Hey, I'm Jeremy. Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. I hope your week is going beautifully as we get closer and closer to Thanksgiving, one of my favorite holidays of the year. I hope you're having a great November. This week, we are focused on this question: who wrote the Bible? And of course, you know by now, the answer is holy men who were led by the Holy Spirit. Not perfect men, but men who loved God and were set apart by him for this important job. And the Holy Spirit moved them, not physically. He didn't pick them up and move them from one place to the other, but he led them to write God's word. We're going to talk about that a little bit more after this admittedly terrible joke. Have you heard about the world's greatest scarecrow? He's outstanding in his field. You get it? He's outstanding in his field. Anyway, wake up, kid. It's Jeremy, and today we're taking a look at one of the holy men that the Holy Spirit moved to write the Bible. Remember, these men weren't perfect. They were humans just like me and you. They made mistakes. Some of them even did terrible things, but they were all believers who put their faith in God. The Holy Spirit worked in their hearts and minds, directing them to write the Bible. He used their talents, their experiences, their intellect. These writers were inspired by God to write his word. When David was a teenager, God used him to defeat a 9-foot-tall giant named Goliath. When he was a young boy, he was a shepherd and a musician. He would write songs and sing them to God. Later, David became the second king of Israel, and God used him to write a lot of the book of Psalms. Each chapter in this book is a worship song. And God used David's talent for writing poetry and creating these poems to be sung and worshiped to him. But he also inspired David, working in him to write the poems God wanted written. These chapters are written by a master poet, but they're also written by a God who can't lie. So we get these powerful, beautiful poems that teach us the truth about God. David wasn't a perfect man. In fact, David did some horrible things even after God used him to write his word. David did love God. The Bible says he was a man after God's own heart. Who wrote the Bible? Holy men who were led by the Holy Spirit, like David, the imperfect poet king.